in this bill. But the president can have details, anybody he wants to, anytime, for as long as he wants, through the White House. So for all practical purposes, that just makes appropriations unnecessary. But because when the president calls up and says, Secretary of Defense, send me 80 colonels, he can get them. That's all there is to it. But in this case, we would have it limited and would have to be approved by the department that they could do it. So it wouldn't add extra people, wouldn't add extra money, and the whole aggregate for the year would not be more than Ralph Yarber has in his senatorial office. So that would get our mail answered. Now, you'd have to put it in there, and I guess you get a rule that waives points of order. I guess Gross would, but I guess you could show him it applies to presidents. They don't have to use it, and they won't use it, and the president, if you don't want your president to handle official, it also says it's got to be official. It's got to be government. Can't be any social or can't be any political. So... We've got that, and that's the problem, and there'd only be three. Truman won't be here another year. Eisenhower may not be.
Yeah,
but
we'd be glad to do that, Mr. President.
You think Bo would go along with you?
Yes, I think so.
All right, well, you'll have to talk to him. Now, the third thing I want to talk to you about, we got all these buildings, and Barefoot Sanders just runs me crazy about Lubbock.
Oh, yes, Four million?
Oh,
I don't know, about
Well, he's called me every day for the last three or four days.
Yeah, I'd like to announce that this next week.
All right. Well, we will do that if that's what you want done. We'll have to announce several more. We've got to, I guess... No, I haven't got that one. But they've got one. They've got a little addition they want at Hyde Park. They've got one that... West Branch and Hoover's home. They've got, I believe, about 13 or 14, and they think that most of them are justified. The biggest one is Edgar Hoover. He's got the academy, and he's just raising hell. They've spent money, and he's just up in arms about it. And I've got budget looking at them this weekend. But if it's real important. I don't think we ought to keep them unhappy at Lubbock very long, because I'd like for them to stay in the humor and not giving you an opponent. That's the best way to keep them. If you go to having a race every year, well, it gets troublesome, and if you...
Well, I was in Midland this week, and I visited with a number of Republicans, and they're all for me. He said, we're not going to let any Republicans run. Anybody run for it, we're sure one thing, they're not going to have any money. So I can get along with Midland as long as I can get along fairly well. And I'm sure there'll be in the budget sites and plans for a federal building there.
All right, I'll watch it.
Well, I'm sure that they feel very strong that it ought to be there 8 years ago, but Midland's been so unreasonable. Now, so I really am interested in that thing. And Paul Britwell and Alan Boyd are trying to get Lubbock on the interstate, and they can, and they plan to do it, I think. Paul Britwell's out of the country, and I haven't talked to Alan, but they have been down here, and I think that's going to work out. I am very much concerned about that. I don't know if there's anything to do.
I'll talk to both of them, and I'll let you know before I get back. When are you coming back, January?
Oh, I'm going to be back up there in early December. Will you be there then?
Yeah, maybe you can come back with me after Thanksgiving.
Well, will you be down for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, maybe y'all could come down and spend a night with us, then come back with us in the plane then. We could talk over some of these...
This might be real good.
Some of these budget things. I will get on the building and try to let you know the early part of the week, number one, in Lubbock. Number two, I'll check the Midland thing. Number three, I'll check interstate. And number four, now don't you forget our agreement here. I want you and Wilbur, and I've got him signed on, I want to sign you on, to say pretty generally that if we're not going to have a surtax, and Nixon says we're not, that means we, at the best, we'll have the best estimates show we'd only have 185 And that's about what we spent this year. So what it means, everybody has got to live next year on what they did this year, period. So that these damn fellas, Wilbur Cohen's going to see Wilbur next week. And all of them are going to be lobbying with us.
Yeah.
So we just got to stand on that ground, and I want you to do it.
I sign in blood, Mr. President.
All right, now sign in blood on that senator thing, too.
Okay.
And you get Bo. I've got to have you deliver, and I'll deliver on these others.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
And I want to see you maybe right about
All right. Okay, all right.
Okay.